Do you want to listen to a story? But just me telling a story may not be that much fun. Listen to thousands of stories and powerful voices for just rupees 499 per month. Let your ears be your eyes.
As a special listener, you can enjoy 30 days of free listening by signing up through storytel.in/30days.
Hi, it's Jesse Addy from Nash FM 94.7, and you're about to hear the exclusive audio of our latest Stage 17 performance. For the full video, head over to stage17nyc.com.
Exclusive interviews and performances from the world of music, movies, politics, and more. All on one stage. From the heart of New York City, Cumulus Media presents Live from Stage 17.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for coming to Stage 17. How many of you, when you're in the elevator, are like, oh, that's why it's called Stage 17? Oh. We've just had an incredible time at this incredible, I don't want to call it a facility, but a room that we've constructed. And Nash FM 94.7, of all the radio stations in the building, I think the most passionate listeners of any radio station, and we just had such a great time. So thank you for being a part of another Stage 17 moment, all of you. All right, this is an exciting moment. You may have seen her all over TV and all over New York. She is consistently referred to as the most underrated star in country music. Started out as an 18-year-old Canadian guitar prodigy, working hard, moved to Nashville on Kimmel, The Today Show, The Secret's kind of out. New album, The Project, and we are very excited. Big Stage 17, New York City, Nash FM 94.7. Welcome for Lindsay L.
Thanks, Jesse. How you guys doing? Thanks for coming to hang with us. How about this Stage 17? Isn't this awesome? Kudos to Nash FM. And this like fancy mic stand thing, I feel like I'm at the Opry right now. It's pretty cool. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for coming to hang out. I have a record coming out. The project is out and it's crazy. I feel like I've waited ever since I was a little girl to finally release a record. So this is my brand new single. It's the first song on the project. This is Waiting on You. What's not to like about this new love thing? Midnight kisses, slow dances in the rain. You got my heart beating fast. Where this is going, baby, I can't say. Every time you leave me, I just want you to stay. But I gotta know where you stand. Like the dry ground, waiting for the rain to fall down. I'm a July sky, you're a bottle rocket, I'm waiting on you. Like a sailboat, wishing for the wind to blow. Like a fast car, looking for the grain to go. I'm right here, baby. Don't keep me waiting on you. No. I'm not talking about no diamond rings. Why picket fences, those forever things. But you gotta make your move. Like the dry ground. Thank you. like the dry ground, waiting for the rain to fall down. I'm a July sky, you're a bottle rocket, I'm waiting on you. Like a sailboat, wishing for the wind to blow. Like a fast car, looking for the grain to go. I'm right here, baby, don't keep me waiting on you.
It's a crazy feeling to finally feel like I've made a record that is me. I feel like I've stepped out of my comfort zone in so many spots on this record, specifically in this next song. When I played this song for my manager, he hated it for the first time. And he's like, please don't record that. And that made me and my producer, Christian Bush, from Sugarland, as we all know and love, want to record it that much more. And I think he likes it now, but he must love that I'm telling the story. This song is about how every woman wants to be treated, I feel. I wrote it with fellow artist Walker Hayes. It's called Champagne. Don't you dare take your hand off the small of my back. When we walk into a crowd, I love it when you do that. You keep telling me I'm beautiful, even though this room is full of VIPs. Like that crystal chandelier ain't got nothing on me. You make me feel like Jessica Biel, stepping out of a stretch, diamonds hugging my neck. For the paparazzi got me like I'm dropping the mic. So naturally deep, just call me Aretha for real. You make me feel like I'm the champagne. I can open my own door, but I like that you don't let me. I can't help but smile when I catch you, catch me. Crushing on you across the party, getting lost in your I don't wanna be here eyes. Everybody got your attention, but tonight is mine. You make me feel like Jessica Biel, stepping out of a stretch, diamonds hugging my neck. For the paparazzi got me like I'm dropping the mic. So naturally deep, but just call me Aretha for real. You make me feel like I'm the champagne. Is written on my chest like I'm the only angel in Los Angeles. You make me feel like Jessica Biel, stepping out of a stretch, diamonds hugging my neck. For the paparazzi got me like I'm dropping the mic. So naturally deep, but just call me Aretha for real. You make me feel like I'm the champagne. You make me feel like I'm the champagne.
sorry, John Fox, this next song is for you. I've never played this live, but he requested it yesterday, so I was like, well, first time for everything. So stage 17, I recorded Continuum, the John Mayer album, from front to back. My producer asked me, Lindsay, what's your favorite record of all time? And I was like, well, Christian Bush, that would be Continuum by John Mayer. And so he was like, perfect, I want you to go record the whole thing. The only rules are you have 2 weeks, you need to play all the instruments on it, and you need to do it by yourself at your studio, the label. It was a crazy learning experience, and it really helped us get the sound and the start for the record. I even put a version of Stop This Train, which is from Continuum, on my EP earlier this year. So I'm going to play that for you in a minute, but because of the requests, we're going to do a little bit of this. This is Vultures.
Some of us were hardly ever here. The rest of us were born to disappear. How do I stop myself from being just a number? How do I hold my head to keep from going under? Down to the wire, I wanna water, but I walk through the fire. If this is what it takes to take me even higher, then I'll come through like I do when the world keeps testing me, testing me, testing me.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to release the whole Continuum project, as we called it, one day, probably later this year, but we wanted to get my own music out first. This song, I guess just struck a chord with me, as the whole record did, but this is Stop This Train.
Keep an open mind, but I just can't sleep on this tonight. And stop this train, I wanna get off and go home again. I can't take the speed, it's moving in. I know I can, but someone stop this train. Don't know how else to say it. Don't wanna see my pants go. One generation's length away from fighting life out on my own. And stop this train, I wanna get off and go home again. I can't take the speed, it's moving in. I know I can, but honestly, won't someone stop this train? So scared of getting older, I'm only good at being young. So I play the numbers game to find a way to say that life has just begun. had a talk with my old man. Said, help me understand. He said, turn 68, you renegotiate. Don't stop this train. Don't for a minute change the place you're in. Don't think I couldn't ever understand. I've tried my hand, John, honestly, we'll never stop this train. Once in a while, when it's good, it'll feel like it should. And they're all still around, and they're still safe and sound. And you don't miss a thing till you cry when they're driving away in the dark, singing, stop this train. I wanna get off and go home again. I can't take the speed and moving in. I know I can, 'cause now I see we'll never stop this train.
Stage 17, keep it going for Lindsay L. You kind of killed it, dude.
Thanks.
Nice job. Is there a part of you that, as you know, up and coming, a young Canadian female guitar that can shred, is there a part of you that would walk into a room and be like, oh, these people don't know? They don't know how good I am. It's like sort of this Bruce Wayne. You're going to reveal yourself as
Bruce
Batman.
Bruce Wayne. I love how you just.
You're like, I'm Batman. Actually,
compared me to Bruce Wayne. I've never had that comparison before. I ultimately feel so cooler. Yeah, I remember walking to so many venues of where I was wearing like a little pink T-shirt, carrying my guitar case, and I would just see eyes roll and be like, oh my gosh, here we go again. And it's one of my favorite things to see that look on people's faces, to be like, oh, she can kind of play guitar, actually.
The concept of what you did with John Mayer when you first told us was like, it blew my mind. First of all, Christian Bush is like a madman.
He's crazy.
Have you had a conversation with John Mayer since doing that?
I haven't. So I actually flew up to Minneapolis to see his show because I knew the minute he was going to play Nashville, I was going to be on the road, which yeah. I was. But I had the chance to meet him, and I was so nervous. I'm never nervous.
You didn't bring it up?
Anybody. But to meet John Mayer, I was so nervous. And so we had meet and greets, and I shook his hand, and I wanted to know what guitar pedal he used in the second solo of Rosie, which is a song of his last record. But I wasn't going to be like, hey, John, you've inspired me so much ever since I started playing. I recorded your whole album Continuum. I actually put Stop This Train on my last EP. I didn't want to sound like major creepy
it super does sound
fan.
Stalkerish
it
yeah.
does sound kind
when you put
of
it that way
slightly
yeah.
terrifying. So I was just like, hey,
yeah,
nice to meet okay. you.
That needs
so
to
I really
casually come up over at dinner.
Eventually he finds it, but I'm not gonna be the one.
You'll get another chance, I'm sure. Of the 12 songs, you've written 9 of them. Mm-hmm. But there is one song you didn't write. It's by Kelsey Ballerini. Talk about that relationship and why you picked that song from Kelsey.
I'm such a fan of female artists, especially in Nashville right now. I just think there's so many talented females writing good music. And Kelsey's been a friend of mine for a while. She's so good at what she does and is so talented. And Christian and I were in Atlanta, and we were finishing the record one of our last days of recording. And he played me this song, and I heard White Noise. And I was like, Christian, I need to record this song. Who is it? And he's like, actually, Kelsey wrote it. So I text her, and I was like, would you let me record your song? And she was actually really excited. I'm her first outside cut officially.
Oh, wow.
As a writer. So it's actually a really special moment for both of us. I'm so happy that I can showcase how amazing female artists are, more so because I'm like preaching to that choir fully. Mm-hmm. But yeah, White Noise is a really special moment on the album.
That's very cool. She wrote like 200 songs or in like a day, so she just...
It's crazy. As artists preparing for a record, like if I was to go through how many songs I've written, even over the past year, like over the past few years, it's easy upwards of 300-400.
You ever stumble across a song you completely forgot that you wrote?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Like, I don't even know what the song's about. I don't
know. So deep. I know. I'm like, what was that?
You have so many unique things about you, but one is, you know, if you line up every single country artist, they've got a few venues that are at the top of their list. Mm-hmm. There's the Opry, mm-hmm. probably downstairs, Madison Square Garden. Yep. You might be the only artist that would also put at the top of that list headlining Calgary Stampede Saturday night.
Amen to that.
What does it mean to you to be, because when you get famous in America, you're automatically a spokesperson for the entire country of Canada. But what do you bring with you from Canada, with you all the time?
I just remember watching Shania Twain accept award after award after award as a little girl. And as a fellow Canadian, she was a huge role model to me. And the fact that I can even be in like 1/10 of that position and represent Canada, it's crazy. It's so awesome to be able to travel back to Canada and meet fans, and they're so excited and proud, and yet still be able to wave, you know, the Canadian flag proud. It's cool.
Are you more of a ketchup chips girl or poutine? Are you?
I'm so proud you know both of those things. Do you guys know what those are? Look at all, I mean, we have a very strong room here in Stage 17. I am definitely more of a ketchup chips girl. Okay. Ketchup chips are actually pretty good, but I'm a huge ketchup fan because you can pretty much put ketchup on anything, and it's fantastic.
Yeah. I like poutine.
Poutine is ridiculous.
That's how I got like this. That's how it's happened.
I mean, ketchup chips aren't the healthiest thing for you either.
We are so excited about the new album, The Project. We don't normally put people on the spot here on Stage 17, but do this thing called Nash Mash. Is there any way? It's basically where you take two songs. We hope you can mash them together where they make sense. Could you do that for us? Do you guys want to hear another song?
Yeah.
Lindsay L.?
I've never Nash Mashed before, but yeah, let's try it out, guys.
It works out like 20% of the time.
Great.
So.
I'm glad that's the batting average. Right. I feel really confident.
Lindsay L., everybody.
All right, Nash Mash. Well, I literally have no idea how this is going to go. Well, we'll just see how this goes, right? Right, Stage 17, we can do this. This is where magic happens. This would be probably two of my favorite songs on the record, so surely we can mash them up together, right? Thank you so much for being here and being a part of this special moment. I can't believe The Project is out and it's a real thing. I appreciate you, Nash FM. Thank you. So this is a song called Criminal. Nash Mashed. Is that the verb? Nash Mashed? To Nash Mash. I'm Nash Mashing. with a song on the record called Castle, which are in completely different keys, so we'll see how this goes. Wanna close my eyes, why pretend I'm gonna sleep, but I know damn well I'm gonna keep laying you wide awake, waiting for the breath you take to come back. I can't relax, I'm a tiger pacing my cage, cocked like a 12 gauge, feeling like a teenage crush. You're the rush, you're the habit I can never get enough of. And boy, what you do to me is criminal. Baby, when I look in those eyes, I feel like going through stoplights, looking at the cops like I got nothing to lose. And boy, got me burning like a matchstick. Take me to the edge and one step past it. It ain't right, it ain't typical. Oh, what you do to me is criminal. Next week, there's always gonna be something better, 'cause the top is never high enough to reach. There's always gonna be
take. You forget what you can lose when you only see what you can gain. Even when the sun is shining, we just see the shadow. We wanna win the war so bad, we don't care about the battle. Once you feel the fire, it feels like nothing holds a candle. And even if we had a house up on a hill, I bet we'd want a castle. Have the right to remain silent, but there ain't no way that I can. Cause I am wired like a ticking time bomb. It's so wrong, it feels right tonight. You're repeating like an echo, baby, I can let go. Got me going crypto like a thief. Yeah, I'd steal just to keep on feeling what I feel. And boy, what you do to me is criminal, baby. When I look in those eyes, I feel like blowing through. Looking at the cops like I got nothing to lose. And boy, got me burning like a marriage stick. Take me to the edge and I'll one step past it. It ain't right, it ain't typical. Oh, what you do to me is criminal.
Thank you for loving the project. Thank you everybody for coming to Stage 17. And yeah, the project's out. Let me know what you think. Thanks guys, my name is Lindsay L.
Thanks for listening to Live from Stage 17. We hope you enjoyed the show. Now head over to stage17nyc.com for more exclusive Stage 17 content.